Good morning. I hope you guys are having a great day. I wanted to share with you this morning Psalm 91. I'm not sure if that has been done yet during our process here, and if it has, this is a repeat, and I apologize for that, but wanted to share with you this passage. I was reading through it just the other day. It says, starting in verse 1, Psalm 91, title that I have in my Bible says, Safety of Abiding in the Presence of God. Starting verse 1 says, He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eye shall you look and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near you, near your dwelling, for He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will hear, I will answer him. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. What a wonderful thought for today. Even some charged words in there with pestilence and the different things like that. But as we look back at today and knowing that if we abide in the presence of God, He promises to take care of us. He promises to protect us. Now, that does not mean we won't suffer persecution. That does not mean we won't suffer hardships. That does not mean that everything is going to be perfect for us. What it does mean is when we need God, He is there. And even when we don't think we need Him, He is there protecting us. He guides us and He loves us. And the reason for that, the reason that we find protection is because we have placed Him, or we have dwelt with Him and made Him our refuge. Are you doing that today? Are you remembering that God is your refuge? Is your mind stayed not on things going on and focused on things going on in the government or with sickness around you or in your families or the financial state of things? Are you focused first and foremost on your God and the fact that He will protect you? The prophet said, I have been young and am now old, and in all my days I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. In uncertain times, it's good to know that we have the rock of God to be our refuge and that we can lean on, and that He will watch out for us, for He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. So no matter how alone you might feel, know that God is there. God is protecting. Make sure your mind is stayed on Him. We look forward to the time when we can come together and worship together. But until then, I hope this is an encouragement to you, that you can safely abide in the presence of your God. Love Him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and do your best to not get caught up in all the things going around you on a regular basis. It doesn't mean we bury our head in the sand, but we need to make sure that our primary thought process is around this idea that God loves us, He protects us, He is our refuge, and we can trust in Him. Hope you have a wonderful day. We'll continue to pray for you guys. And again, if there's anything y'all need, please make sure you let the church office know so that we can do whatever we can to help you out. Take care and God bless.